with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports the stakes are rising for Nikki Haley in the days before the South Carolina Republican presidential primary.
Donald Trump can't win, and we have to win. That's the biggest thing.
Trump's 2016 primary victory in South Carolina helped cement his frontrunner status. This time around, he has the support from all the state's top elected leaders and all but one of its congressional Republicans. But Haley points out Trump lost in 2020. He has lost cases in court, and Republicans have lost votes in Congress.
And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. Everything he touches, we lose.
Nikki Haley argues she is the only choice among the remaining candidates who can handle disputes with foreign leaders in a way that will keep America on solid footing abroad. I'm Ed Donahue.
11 suspects have been arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs allegedly delivered by drones into a federal prison in southern West Virginia. Another man under investigation who fled officers was later found dead. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on criminal charges in the 2021 assassination of Haiti's president.
A judge investigating the July 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has issued a final report that indicts his widow, Martine Moïse, ex-president Claude Joseph, and the former chief of Haiti's national police, Leon Charles, among others. Charles, who now serves as Haiti's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, faces the most serious charges, including murder and conspiracy. The judge's findings are expected to further destabilize Haiti. It's already struggling with a surge in gang violence and recovering from a spate of recent violent anti-government protests. I'm Norman Hall.
The markets were closed today because of the President's Day holiday. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attempt to enshrine abortion in the New Hampshire Constitution has failed. The state Senate voted 14-9 along party lines against a broadly worded proposal to add language to the Constitution protecting personal reproductive autonomy. New Hampshire law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, except when the mother's health or life is in danger or the unborn baby suffers from a fatal anomaly. SRN News. Debate over school funding is taking center stage in the Alaska legislature.
It's taking on a growing sense of urgency as school districts face teacher shortages and, in some cases, multi-million dollar deficits. Schools have cut programs, increased class size, or had teachers and administrators take on extra roles. Teacher turnover is nothing new. Alaska is not alone in struggling to fill jobs, but the impact can be acute in high-cost, remote communities. Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy is promoting charter schools and a program that pays teachers bonuses of up to $15,000 in a bid to keep them on the job. Rich Thomason reporting.
Capital One Financial is buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion in a deal that would bring together two of the nation's biggest lenders and credit card issuers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.